Second, we've talked some more with Bob and Dean about this pause problem, and they still feel, just as they have very strongly, but they also feel that it doesn't have to be decided fast. The principal new development is that Hanoi has put out a veritable spate of broadcasts, four in the last 2 days, denouncing the whole idea as a trick and a delusion. It cuts two ways. It means that the prospect that it will actually move them to the negotiating table goes down, but it also is read by all the demonologists as a sign of fear on their part of the political consequences of our doing it, so that propaganda advantages in the international field and the advantages in terms of splitting the communists go up some, but the prospect of being able to say that it really moves us toward peace goes down some. It also looks as if a shorter one would do the job, and therefore we feel that the thing can be held open another few days. We know that you have your own continuing reluctance on it. We think probably the time that you really need to have made a decision is before you talk to Wilson about it, because we don't want him proposing it to us. If we're going to do it, we want to tell him rather than the other way around. That doesn't have to be in your first talk with him. Russ doesn't get back till Thursday night.
My feeling, Mac, is what it was originally. I've given a lot of thought to it. I think we don't serve the interests of our country by A, doing it, and B, by advertising it. And
yeah.
I see all the stories about it, and I just think it's a real dangerous business to start trying to handle these things through the papers. And I just wish that you take it off the burner, as far as I'm concerned, and just tell them that this. No consideration being given to it in the government, because I think you hold out hope to a lot of people. You confuse them, we frustrate them, we multiply our problems by doing it. And I just wish that I could talk to Rusk and you and McNamara without talking to the Times and the Post, but I can't.
You can, Mr. President, but you can't take this problem out of the headlines when the Times is coming out for it every third day, and the National Council of Churches and some suckers.
No, but
people
I can take
talk
what
to
I can,
aren't talking to anyone about it. Everybody else knows that this is a political issue, so does Hanoi.
Well, I don't think they need to know, though, that we're giving consideration to it, because we're not. And just we just put it on the burner and just say that very frankly to them, and say this is the Times' proposal, or whosoever it is, but it's not the Johnson administration.
I suppose, Mr. President, the reason we're reluctant to say that it's not under consideration is that so many of us still would hope that you'd be willing to consider it and feel that way, really.
Well, I've been considering it, Mac, but I just don't see this thing as in that light, and I don't want to encourage people and have them feel that by just another story here and there that maybe it'll balance the thing and shift in that direction and so on and so forth. This is the way to get it done, because I don't believe we're going to come to that, and I want to consider it, and I have, and give it lots of thought, but I just don't come up with that same answer.
Yeah. Well, we certainly aren't going to. Nobody is. Very last thing your own people would do is to talk to the press in an effort to
Well, I know, but
they know better than that.
They do. You saw the martyr story.
I
see
did,
this
indeed.
Thing. I don't think we do. I think they have to come from what you would say some of my own people. Unquote. I think it comes from lower echelons, and when we get on these things, I guess we have to go down and get information, and then they become treasonable and go out and give it out. And I think it's bad for the world to be seeing it where this is being recommended, and this is what's being done, and this is about what we're about to do. And I can't really remember that those things
it's only worth deciding on the merits, not on the question of who else is for it or whether any newspaper man is for it. There's just no doubt about that. Well, we don't have to press you further on that, and we'll sure as hell try and button everybody up here. Next point, the Brazil and flags and the loan. Tom Mann has been jumping all over me for what he takes it to be my bad idea that these two things should be tied together. He says we can get them both if we don't tie them together. I said I'd go back and check with you. I thought what you were saying was that's what you wanted, was to get them both. You're not trying to blackmail Castelo Branco, but I didn't want to say that to him without talking to you.
And what are the two things you're talking about?
The Brazilian loan and getting some Brazilian troops into Vietnam.
No, I just want him to do anything he can to get them, and of course I don't want to refuse a loan in order to get them, but I want him to be conscious of our...
What we'd like to do is...
do it, and we've been trying a long time to get to some...
We'd like to have Gordon go in privately to him and say, look, this is what they think will work if you can give them a little time. Say to Castelo Branco, look, President Johnson's doing this for you, but at the same time he wants you to know that the thing he needs most is this. We think he's that kind of a fella. That mean?
I don't care how they do
that's
it.
Right.
I don't know
that's
how to do it,
right.
And I don't want it to be a
right.
quid pro quo at all.
Right.
I do want,
to, want
to our
happen.
Own State Department people to know that I think we ought to go to the bottom of the barrel and use everything we have to get any people that
well,
we can again.
We've been talking about that this morning, Mr. President. Ruskin McNamara just see this as 150% the same way, and they're going to NATO in just that tone of voice, and I may get some results.
Haver was here yesterday and I went over this thing.
He's got it. He was nervous about whether I'd got it wrong, and I just want to double check with you, and now I have it clear. That's what I need to know. That's all I've got, except that I'm about to go to Boston for my mother's 75th birthday, and I'd like to take her your greeting.
Oh, please do. I'm pleased that you're going to be with her.
We'll be back.
I have a note here on the bunker thing.
And, yeah.
I just put on it, I concur in this recommendation, Mac Bundy, and I said, Mac, so do I, so
and
just go on and put that into effect.
He's absolutely right. He can do you more good this way than the other way, and we'll go ahead and put it into business. And are you ready to go ahead with Bennett to Portugal and officially have the whole thing ready for Moyers to announce? Or
Have we cleared it with Fulbright yet?
Yes, we did clear that with Fulbright.
And what did he say?
He said, okay, he'd do it.
Do we have any other problems there with Bennett or Morse? Or?
You might get a Morse black, but I wouldn't think with both Bill. Well, the worst you'd get is 13-1 in committee. You won't get a filibuster, I wouldn't think. Do you think we ought to check Morse?
I never did see a report on Fulbright,
I didn't get it to you in writing, Mr. President. George Ball did it, and he got a definite answer.
Oh, I think it's all right. I would try. What do we do to Anderson? Do we just bump him?
Yeah, I think if Marvin could do it, he'd bump him faster. But I don't see any other appointment for him. If you offer him back to Bob McNamara, you'll get another resignation. I don't see what else you can do. Do you feel you owe him anything? I don't
know
if you do.
No, but I don't.
We ought to give him polite notice, maybe a week or so before the announcement, and then we ought to go ahead, I would think. And, the only advantage in keeping him in Portugal is that he'll probably come back and join the Goldwater wing, but he's not a very influential fellow, I don't believe.
Do we create any more problems with sending Bennett to Portugal than we would by sending him somewhere else?
There are other places we could send him. He could go to Sweden, for example. He's very pleased with Portugal. He would like it. He would do it well. I don't see any harm in it, and I sure don't see that we owe Anderson anything after an extra 2 years of ambassadorial duty after that wasn't in his picture. Bennett won't get there for some... He ought to have a leave of absence and go in a sort of stately process, so it's not as if Anderson's paycheck would end tomorrow.
All right, then I'm ready to go. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Has anything else, Mac?
That's all I've got at the moment.
Okay.
Right there.
Waiting.